Bill Cosby is being found liable in a civil suit brought against him by a woman who says the comedian sexually assaulted her when she was 16.
It's been torture. It has. Just to be ripped apart, you know, thrown under the bus, backed over. And this, to me, is such a big victory. It really is. To all victims.
That's Judy Huth, who successfully claimed Cosby assaulted her at the Playboy Mansion in 1975. There were no criminal charges filed because the case was past the statute of limitations. Cosby's being ordered to pay $500,000 to Huth. Sherry Shepherd's daytime talk show is getting its premiere date. Sherry debuts across the U.S. September 12th. It'll take over the time slot of the Wendy Williams show, which wrapped up this month. Broadway plans to drop its mask mandate next month. Starting July 1st, the Broadway League says 41 theaters will make masks optional as the latest coronavirus wave recedes. Looks as if Khloe Kardashian's got a new man in her life. An insider says Khloe's seeing a private equity investor that Sister Kim set her up with. Source says the two met a few weeks ago, and the relationship's in the early stage, but Khloe feels pretty good about it. And a VHS copy of the 80s movie Back to the Future is setting records. Dallas-based Heritage Auction sold the VHS tape in near-mint condition to a New York collector for $75,000. Tom Wilson, who himself appeared in the 1986 film, sold that tape as part of his own personal collection. The auction house noted the sale was the highest price ever paid at auction for a sealed, graded VHS tape. That's entertainment. I'm Bob Hauer, NBC News Radio.